I'd like to ask Don and Justin to come on up and join me. If you notice, we've got some kids here, and if you guys want to spread out a little further down through there so they can see everybody and just kind of spread that way down through the walls. Get a good look at all these guys here. And just spread on out, spread on down the wall. Fill that side. If you'll notice in your bulletin, we've got a bright yellow sheet, green sheet. Am I colorblind? Green, yellow, yellow, green. So we have a green sheet in your bulletin. And you'll notice that it has names of all these children and teens on there. But if you look at this list, what we're wanting to do is we're wanting to pray these kids back to school this year. And so we brought them in to pray to men, and this is part of the creative arts ministry, what they're going to be doing to some of our services, just to give you guys a little bit, and that ministry wouldn't want credit for this, but I'm just letting you know, we're going to look forward to more things like this. And so the idea is we want to pray these kids back to school. Some of them have started back. Most of them will be starting back next week or the week after. And so if you look at this sheet, you're going to start with your last name, or the letter of your last name. So I would start with the D's there in Delafield, and Justin would start with the S's, and Don would start with the S's. So that was not good planning there. Ryan would start with the B's. There we go. And the idea is you don't just stay there, but that's where everyone starts. That gives us all a starting place. That way every one of these kids are getting prayed for right away. But the goal is through the school year to take this list, keep it somewhere safe, on your dresser, by your bed, wherever you spend some time in prayer with God, at work, and maybe take, you know, during your little break that you have to take this with you, and just pray for a couple of those kids a day, and then keep praying down through the list. And so every one of us, so even though I'm starting in the D's, I'm going to make it to the S's, I'm going to eventually make it to the B's, and then back around to the D's. The S's will make it around to the B's, and around to the D's, and the B's will make it to the D's, and the S's, and all the stuff in between. I was tracking. Right now we want to go on and just stand up, everyone. And I want you guys to just turn out and face these kids. And we're going to say a prayer, and I want to just leave it as a silent time of prayer, and let you guys pray and spend some time silently and praying for these kids right now, because they deal with all these things. Those statistics we saw up on the screen, they are real statistics, and they don't just happen to other kids. They happen to our kids. These kids are standing on each side of this church here, and they're going to be jumping into that world, some of them for the first time, some of them they're returning back to it. And so we want to pray for them. So let's spend just a few moments here in prayer, and then I'll close us out. Father, we as a church, we lift these young adults up, these young people. Lord, we ask that you would give them strength to stay focused, not only in their studies, but in their witness, that they would be a light to their schools, that you would shine through them. Lord, we ask that you protect them, that you guard their hearts and their minds from the things they're going to be experiencing in school, that they would be pillars, that they would be unmovable. Father, we ask that you would help them to not only be strong in their faith, but to be able to share their faith, that you would open doors for them, that they'd be able to share just by caring for someone, just by loving on someone, sharing the right words with someone. Father, we ask that you be with their decisions. Lord, that you keep their hearts and their minds pure, and they would lean on you and lean on your word for their principles, for their values, for their ethics, their morals, and that those would guide their decisions. Father, I pray for the parents of each of these kids. Lord, that you would bless them and be with them and give them the wisdom to say the right thing at the right time, and that there would be open doors of communication. And as these young people grow up and they venture toward becoming their own person and moving out, that through that transition, as rough as it may be, that you would be their father and you would guide all those relationships that are represented in this room. We know that you treat us as the perfect father, and we are your children. And so we chase after that example. Lord, protect these kids. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.